弟兄姊妹平安，感谢主再次有机会来到聚会当中分享神的话语。
Peace be with brothers and sisters. Thank the Lord once again. I have a chance to share His words with you guys.
曾经有一个乡下的农夫。
There was once a fisherman.
有一次他打鱼回来，因粗心大意，没有拴好他的渔船的绳子。
After coming back.Because of his carelessness, he didn't tie the string of the fishing boat.
第二天，他发现渔船不见了。
And the second day, he realized the fishing boat was gone.
因为那一夜这个潮水很大，把船这个吹走了，再也找不回来了。
Because that night there was a large tide that took the boat away and can never be found again.
今天我们读一段的经文，看看神要对我们说什么。
So today we will focus on the passage to see what God has in mind for us.
在这个希伯来书第二章。
It's from Hebrews chapter 2.
大家可以听我读，我先读中文，然后Lina姐妹读英文。
We'll read it in Chinese first, and then we'll read it in English afterwards.
所以我们当越发郑重所听见的道理，恐怕我们随流失去。那借着天使所传的话，既是确定的，凡干犯悖逆的，都受了该受的报应。我们若忽略这么大的救恩，怎能讨罪呢？这救恩起先是主亲自讲的，后来是听见的人给我们证实了。神又按自己的旨意旨用神迹启示和百般的异能，并圣灵的恩赐，同他们做见证。他们所说将来的世界，神原没有交给天使管辖，但有人在经上谋处，证明说人算什么，你竟顾念他；世人算什么，你竟眷顾他。你叫他比天使微小一点，赐他尊贵，赐他荣耀尊贵为冠冕，便将你手所造的都派他管理，叫万物都伏在他的脚下，只叫万物都服他，没有就没有剩下一样不服他的。只是如今我们还不见万物都服他，唯独见那成为比天使小一点的耶稣，因为受死的苦，就得了尊贵荣耀为冠冕，叫他因着神的恩为人人敞了死位。原来那为万物所属、为万物所本的，要领许多的儿子进荣耀里去，使救他们的元帅因受苦难得以完全，本是合宜的。因那使人成圣的和那些得以成圣的都是出于一，所以他称他们为弟兄也不以为耻，说我要将你的名传于我的弟兄，在会中我要颂扬你，又说我要依靠他，又说看那、我与神所给我的儿女既同有血肉之体，他也照样亲自成了血肉之体。他要借着死败坏那掌死权的，就是魔鬼，并要释放那些一生因怕死而为奴的人。他并不救拔天使，乃是救拔亚伯拉罕的后裔。所以他凡事该与他的弟兄相同，为要在神的事上成为慈悲忠信的大祭司，为百姓的罪献上挽回祭。他自己既然被试探而受苦，就能搭救被试探的人。
Hebrews chapter 2 verse 1-15 We must pay the most careful attention therefore to what we have heard, so that we do not drift away.For since the message spoken through angels was binding, and every violation and disobedience received its just punishment, how shall we escape if we ignore so great a salvation? This salvation, which was first announced by the Lord, was confirmed to us by those who heard him. God also testified to it by signs, wonders, and various miracles, and by gifts of the Holy Spirit distributed according to his will. It is not to angels that he has subjected the world to come, about which we are speaking. But there is a place where someone has testified. What is mankind that you are mindful of them, a son of man that you care for them? You made them a little lower than the angels. You crowned them with glory and honor and put everything under their feet. In putting everything under them, God left nothing that is not subject to them. Yet at present, we do not see everything subject to them, but we do see Jesus, who was made lower than the angels for a little while, now crowned with glory and honor because he suffered death, so that by the grace of God, he might taste death for everyone. In bringing many sons and daughters to glory, it was fitting that God, for whom and through whom everything exists, should make the pioneer of their salvation perfect through what he suffered. Both the one who makes people holy and those who are made holy are of the same family. So Jesus is not ashamed to call them brothers and sisters. He says, I will declare your name to my brothers and sisters. In the assembly, I will sing your praises. And again, I will put my trust in him. And again, we say, he says, here am I and the children God has given me. Since his children have flesh and blood, he too shared in their humility, so that by his death, he might break the power of him who holds the power of death, that is the devil, and free those who all their lives were held in slavery by the fear, by their fear of death.
好，我们低头祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，感谢你，早晨你带领我们来到你的面前。
Heavenly Father, thank you once again for bringing us amongst you today.
主，我们要朝见你的面。
Lord, we are here to seek your face.
我们要谦卑在你的面前。
We have to humble ourselves in front of you.
因为你爱我们。
Because you love us.
我们活在这样一个至暗的时代，我们需要你的话语。
We live in a dark world at this stage, and we need your words.
求你再次对我们的心说话。
May you once again speak to our hearts.
求你洁净你卑微仆人的口，讲明圣经的奥秘。
May you please cleanse your servant's lips so that I can speak your words clearly.
求你恩待我们线上的每一位弟兄姊妹，诚敬畏的心聆听你的话语。
May you anoint every brother and sisters here so that we can come and hear your words.
让我们因着你的话同蒙造就，把荣耀归给你。
So that we can be edified by your words and give glory to you.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray this all in the name of Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
今天我的题目是恐怕我们随流逝去。
The title of my sermon today is The Warning of Drifting Away.
我用三方面来分享这个题目。
I will share in three points about the title.
为了避免随流失去，第一，我们当郑重听见的道。
And first is to pay careful attention to what we hear.
这里说，所以我们当越发郑重所听见的道理，恐怕我们随流失去。
Verse 1, it says, we must pay the most careful attention, therefore, to what we have heard, so that we do not drift away.
这里的所以是一个连接词，跟上文有关系。
The word therefore is a connecting word, meaning there's a connection to the previous passage.
所听见的道理指神在这个末世借着他的儿子晓谕我们。
And what we heard represents what God's instructions to us through his son at the end of time.
因为希伯来书第一章就讲到神既在古时借着众先知多方多次晓谕列祖，就在这末世借着他儿子晓谕我们。
Because in Hebrews chapter 1, it says, long ago, God spoke to us, to our ancestors, in many and various ways by the prophets. And in the last days, he spoke to us by his son.
虽然我们不能像初代的耶稣的门徒那样亲耳听见耶稣的讲论。
Even though we cannot be like the first generation of disciples who personally heard Jesus' sermons.
但是主耶稣在地上所讲的话，我们需要听的都记录在圣经里面。
However, what Jesus has spoken on earth, They are all recorded in the Bible.
今天耶稣借着圣灵，借着讲台，照样向我们每一个人说话。
And today, through Holy Spirit and the pulpit, Jesus speaks to us the same way.
所以我们今天要郑重听见的道。
So therefore, today we need to pay attention to what is spoken to us.
有基督徒说自己读了几十年的圣经，几十年的。
Some Christians say they've read the Bible and listened to sermons for decades.
那好不好呢？
Is that good?
当然好。
Of course it is.
但关键是你读圣经有亮光吗？你听到有得着吗？
But the key is, do you have light when you hear sermons and do you obtain things from the messages?
我们每一个基督徒都有多少有读经有听道。
Christians, we often read the Bible, we often hear sermons.
有时候比方说我们查经同一段经文 你读了这一段跟他读了这一段你的亮光跟他的领受不一样。
And oftentimes when we read the Bible, your uptake from the verse might be different from another person.
同样在一个的聚会里面这个讲员讲的道某某人有得着但是你有没有得着呢
And similarly, during sermon time, when someone else hear it, they have obtained the message, and how about yourself?
曾有人向我告状说
Not long ago, someone complained to me.
法拉盛一间华人教会的一位主要的同工每一次在聚会中一直看手机没有好好听牧师讲道
And that a co-worker from a church in Flushing was on their phone, and did not pay attention to during the sermon.
其实每一次牧师上讲台如果在实体的教会聚会看在上面讲到一边看下面看得一清二楚有没有下面有谁在专心听到有谁在玩手机
Actually during physical meetings during Sunday service a pastor when they're up front they can see everything clearly who was paying attention who was playing on their phone
如果连一位教会的主要的同工讲到的时候都玩手机没有好好听到你说他会郑重所听见得到吗
If even a coworker is not paying attention to sermon, playing on their phone, are they really paying attention?
不是因为他是主要的同工就觉得已经很棒了，觉得不需要听到了。
Not just because they are a main coworker doesn't mean they're all that great.
其实我们不但每一次要参加主日崇拜，我们每一次要专心听到。
And not only should we attend service, but we also should attend service full-heartedly.
我一再发现有些基督徒虽然要参加主日崇拜但是在聚会中不投入的。
And often I noticed some Christians, even though they are physically attending service, but they're not mentally there.
因为他们听到不可慕人在心不在甚至在聚会中不断的电话的声音响起。
Even though they're physically there, that they're not really mentally there, or they're eager to hear sermons at all. Some people even answer phone calls during services.
但愿我们不是这样的基督徒。
Hopefully, we are not like that. We're not those type of Christians.
因为这样的基督徒是很糟糕的。
Because that's actually terrible.
我们对真理的存心与态度直接影响我们蒙恩的程度。
Our intention and attitudes towards this, the spiritual truth directly impact our blessings.
正如保罗说的，我要忘记背后努力面前，我们每个人都应该这样子持续的在属灵上追求长进的。
Just like what Paul says, forgetting what's behind and march forward, that's how we should be with our spiritual life too.
神要我们不断的能够更新，不断的认识他，不断的被他改变。
God wants us to continuously renew ourselves and continuously be changed by Him.
我们在神面前的属灵光景的好或者坏，在于我们是否郑重对待所听见的真理。
The condition of our spiritual life actually directly correlates with how careful we pay attention to the truth.
所以这里讲到，我们当越发听见的道理越发越来越注重神的话语。
And here there it says, therefore we must pay greater attention to what we hear, so more attention is needed.
我们信主越久的，我们越应该注重神的话，宝贝神的话语。
The longer we are a Christian, the longer we believe, the more we need to cherish God's words.
耶稣曾经讲了一个撒种的比喻。
Jesus mentioned about a sowing seed parable.
有人出去撒种，撒的时候有落在路旁的飞鸟来吃尽了。
A farmer went out to sow his seed. As he was scattering his seed, some fell along the path, and the birds came and ate it up.
流露在土浅石土地上的土基不深，发苗最快，日头出来一晒，因为没有根就枯干了。
Some fell on rocky places where it did not have much soil. It sprang up quickly because the soil was shallow. But when the sun came up, the plants were scorched and they withered because they had no roots.
有落在荆棘里的，荆棘长起来把它挤住了。
Other seed fell among thorns, which grew up and choked the plants.
但愿我们每一个都是好土，有了神的话，就能够在我们的生命中扎根，不越发的能够，对我们的生命起正面的作用。
May we be the good soils. Once the seed is planted, it can take deep roots and sprout up.
因此，我们每一个基督徒都应当郑重听见的道，免得我们随流逝去。
To every Christian, we need to pay careful attention to what we hear, or else we will drift away or slip away.
随流失去四个字的原文的意思，指不知不觉的偏离了正确的方向，或漏掉所已经得着的。
The word drift away or slipped away, it means unknowingly get off the right track or lose what we already have attained.
比方说，一个缸渗满了水，缸底却有裂痕，就不知不觉间，整缸的水一滴一滴的漏尽了。
For example, a jar full of water, but there's a crack on the bottom, and unconsciously the whole jar loses its water drip by drip.
我记得几年前有位姐妹，她告诉我，她在跳蚤市场捡到一枚价值不菲的钻戒。
Many years ago, a sister told or a friend told me that she was in a flea market and she found an expensive ring.
或许有人说啊，她今天的这个正好，这个能不能捡到这么贵重的钻戒
？Some might say, "Wow, she's so lucky to find that precious ring."
但是我从另一个角度去看，当她能够捡到这枚真昂贵的钻戒，说明这个。是因为有人不小心，没有这个好好的保守自己手指上的钻戒，让它这个流失了。
But looking at it from a different perspective, she found the ring. It means someone else did not protect the ring enough, and the ring fell off their fingers accidentally.
我相信那个女士。那个流失，这个丢掉这个钻戒的女士，曾经能够拥有这枚的钻戒，无论是老公买的，无论是怎么样自己买的，总之她应该很高兴，但是今天却流失了。
Doesn't matter how the lady got the ring, whether from husband or she bought it herself, she was extremely happy, but now she has lost the ring.
所以圣经告诉我们，我们当越发郑重所听见的道。免得我们水流失去。
And therefore, the Bible reminds us once again that we must pay greater attention to what we hear so that we do not drift away from it.
我们现今所处的时代，好像一道罪恶的潮流。
Our current generation, it's like a tide of sin continuously on us.
不断的冲刷我们，使我们渐渐失去对神的敬畏，甚至被罪恶冲没了。
The tide of sin continuously pour onto us and make us slowly lose our godly heart.
因此，我们要越发郑重所听见的道，否则就要随流失去。
So therefore, we need to pay careful attention to what we hear, or else we'd be washed away by the tides.
我是牧师，服侍主好多年了，我见过形形色色的基督徒。
I've been a pastor for many years. I've seen all different kinds of Christians.
许多基督徒曾经不错的，但是今天却随流失去了。
Many Christians were wonderful, back in the days, but today they have all drifted away.
记得几个月前的一天早晨，我走在法拉盛的街头。
A few months ago, I was walking on the street in Flushing.
我看到一位迎面而来的久违的基督徒姐妹。
I saw a sister, a long-lost sister in Christ, walking on the opposite side.
我见到她的时候，我看到她的时候，她是低着头，我不知道她是不是早已经发现我，故意的低着头避开我。
I saw her, and she had her head down. I don't know if she was deliberately avoiding me after seeing me.
但我里面有一个的感动，主动的追上去跟她打招呼。
But I have this feeling in my heart, so then I went up to her to say hi to her.
因为她好久没有去教会了。
Because she has not been to church for a long time.
于是我就劝勉她，期待她继续回到教会敬拜神。
So therefore, I went to encourage her and hoping that she would come back to church.
可是她回应我说她很忙，没有时间。
But her response is, so I'm very busy, I don't have time.
她曾经在我的面前说神对她多好，她愿意更紧紧地跟随神的。
I remember way back when she has told me how much God loves her and she would want to follow him closely.
但是她今天为了工作，为了赚钱，却已经随流逝去了。
But today, due to her job and work, she has been drifted away. She has drifted away.
希伯来书第十章二十五节警戒我们，你们不可停止聚会，好像那些停止惯了的人。
Hebrews 10:25 it says, not giving up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing.
但要彼此劝勉，既知道那日子临近，就更当如此。
But encouraging one another, and all the more you see the day approaching.
弟兄姊妹，你们阿门这句话吗？
Do you amen to this passage?
我们每一个人都应该阿门这句话，而且我们要清楚自己的职责。
We definitely should, and we have to understand our duties.
我们要自己要郑重听见得到，而且要劝勉别人，免得那些被世俗冲击的人就这样随流逝去了。
We have to pay our careful attention to the sermons ourselves, but also encourage one another so that they themselves do not drift away from, drift away either.
所以，当你看到你自己的教会认识的基督徒，好像这个连续两个主日没有在线上聚会了，没有来到教会了，你应该去关怀他们，免得他们随流逝去。
If you see brother and sister that has not been to church or attending online service for a while, you should reach out to them to prevent them from drifting away.
我们非常需要神的话，否则就容易随流逝去。
We all really need God's word, or else we will drift away.
每一次讲到的、听到的时候，我们更要越发的专心的聆听神借着他的仆人讲台对你说的话。
And every time we listen to sermon, we have to pay more attention to what God has in mind to you through the speaker.
记得前年的七月份，我有机会去加拿大参加国际这个短宣的研讨会。
I remember having the chance to attend a mission seminar a couple years ago.
那个主日我应邀在一间加拿大蛮大的华人教会讲的，那个教会大概有2000多人。
I was invited to preach at a very large Chinese church, about 2,000 attendees.
那次讲完到散会的时候，有人过来对我说，杨牧师，谢谢你今天的证道，是我对这段经文有崭新的领受。
And afterwards, one of the congregation came up to me saying, thank you, pastor, for the sermon today. I have a brand new perspective to the passage shared.
是的，神的话，如果我们用心的聆听，每一次你都会有新的发现，新的得着。
Actually, it's true. Every time we pay attention to God's word, we will find new meanings and find new perspectives.
当一个人能够因着讲台他有新的领受，说明他对上一次有关这段经文他已经研究过了，或者他自己也很有这个平常也很有研究，但今天呢，圣灵再一次接着讲台告诉他的时候，他觉得这是对的，然后从来没有发现过的。
finding a new perspective, meaning they have heard this sermon before or have studied the specific passage before, yet this time through the Holy Spirit, they found a new meaning on the specific verses.
每一次听到的确可以有新的领受，纵然是同一段的经文。
Every time we hear a sermon, we have a brand new perspective, even if it's the same passage.
我们听到蛮久的人就知道，同样一段经文可能有不同的讲员讲过。
We know those of us who have heard sermons for many years know that a different pastor will preach on similar passages.
同样的经文，但是却带出不同的信息。
Even though the same passage, but the message could be different.
都可以造就听到的人。
It can always edify the listeners.
正如同样的鱼，可以红烧，也可以清蒸。
Just like the same fish, it can be stir-fried or it can be boiled.
又比方说，同一匹的布料可以做男士的大衣，也同样可以做女生的长裙。
Another example, like fabric, it can be used to make men's coat or women's dresses.
所以当你聚会听到的时候，发现这段经文你曾经听过，你不要觉得哎呀，你已经不需要听了，你还需要听的。In
just when you look at the sermon passage, you say, "Hey, I've heard this passage before." Doesn't mean that there's no meaning in the sermon.
同样的经文，为什么这个郑牧师这么讲，杨牧师那样讲呢？
And same passage, why does Pastor Jin say it this way and Pastor Yang say it differently?
当然不是叫你去红烧木梳头去点评，杨牧师讲的怎么样，郑牧师讲的怎么样。
But here I'm not saying I'm not asking you to criticize the different pastors.
我们当越发郑重所听见的道理，我们要好好的听到，格外的宝贝所听见的道。
We have to pay careful attention to the sermon itself, the message itself, and treasure the sermon that we hear.
我常为一位姐妹感谢神。I
often thank the Lord for this one specific sister.
因为她每一次听到都非常的渴慕，非常专心，非常感恩，非常的感人。Because
every time she hears a sermon, she's super eager and very attentive, often very thankful, and she's always moved.
他每一次参加主日崇拜总是早到的，坐在第一排。Every
time for Sunday service, she comes early. She sits right in the front of the pew.
当我讲到的时候，她总是眼睛注视我，然后这个非常的专注的。And
every time she stares at me as I preach, very focused.
然后呢，她一边听到一边的点头，甚至感谢主。
Every time she hears, she would nod and thank the Lord for the sermon.
我看到她，我讲到就越有力了。And
every time I see her, I feel encouraged when I speak.
纵然整个聚会当中其他人都不渴慕，只有她一个人渴慕，我这个道仍然就讲得越发有劲。Even
if everyone else is not paying attention, seeing her, how eager she is to listen to the word, I am extremely encouraged.
因为她这样的专注的听到感动了我。Because
her eagerness to learn, it touches me.
但愿你也是这样子。I
hope that you are the same way.
我们知道2020年因为疫情一切都变样了。
We know that 2020, due to the pandemic, everything has changed.
新冠病毒可怕吗?
Is coronavirus really scary?
大多数的人照常上班赚钱，照样想干嘛就干嘛。
Many people still go to work and do what they used to do.
但是我知道许多教会的教堂人数聚会不多，而且线上的也没有。 他们教会以前这样的人数。But
Sunday service, we have very little people, even including online services.
即使新冠病毒并不可怕。Actually,
coronavirus is not as scary.
以疫情为由离开神与神保持距离，不去教会或者不在线上聚会，那才是可怕的。
What's more scary is using that as an excuse to drift away from God.
我已经发现有些老信徒已经一年半载没有参加主日崇拜了，包括线上也没有出现。
I noticed some older Christians haven't attended service in over a year, including not attending online services either.
你们说如此的基督徒不要紧吗？
Is it not important or urgent for them?
我们当越发正主所听见的道理，恐怕我们时流逝去。
We need to pay careful attention to the messages we hear, lest we drift away.
今天许多的华人基督徒似乎水流逝去了。
Many Asian Christians have drifted away.
尤其是华人教会的下一代，很多的孩子可能从小到教会参加组织，但是上了大学就不再注重神的话，随流逝去了。
Especially the second generation, they grew up in church, but then once they go off to college, they drift away with the tide.
所以我们今天基督徒如果做父母的，我们更要先保守自己，郑重所听见的道，也影响我们的下一代，免得他们随流逝去。
So therefore, we as parents, we definitely need to pay more careful attention to the messages in order to affect our children, so that they do not drift away along with us.
但愿我们像保罗样那样子的，是注重神的话语。
May we be like Paul, paying careful attention to God's words.
但愿我们像希伯来书的记者那样子的劝勉我们，我们越发郑重所听见的道。
And we should be like the author of Book of Hebrews to pay careful attention to God's words.
否则我们会随流逝去。
Or else we will drift away.
我们是想第二方面。
Let's look at the second point.
不甘放悖逆的罪。
Do not sin by violating and disobeying.
第二节，那借着天使所传的话，既是确定的，凡刚放悖逆的，都受了该受的报应。
For since the message spoken through angels was binding, and every violation and disobedience received its just punishment, verse 2.
这里讲到的是两种的罪，刚放只做了不该做的，悖逆是该做的没有做。
Here it warns us about the two sins that cannot escape punishment. The first one is violating, doing what we're not supposed to do. And the second one is disobeying, do not do what we are supposed to do.
犯这两种罪的都难逃报应。
Sinning those two sins, we cannot escape punishment.
我们知道今天所谓的许多的自称是基督徒的人，他们做了不该做的。该做的也没有错。
We know that many so-called Christians, they violate and they disobey.
其实这样的基督徒是容易随流逝去的。
Actually, these type of Christians easily drift away.
因此我们要受警戒。
So therefore, we need to receive the warning.
什么是刚放的罪呢？
So what is the sin of violation?
曾经有基督徒读圣经的时候，读了之后就问我说，神为什么击杀亚伦的儿子拿达和亚庇户呢？
There was a Christian who once asked me, why did God kill Aaron's son, Nadab and Abihu?
因为亚伦的这两个儿子没有照着这个献祭的制度，照着神的要求，他们随便的献燔火，所以被神击杀了。
Because the sons of Aaron, they offered unauthorized fires before the Lord, going against what God's command for them.
因为他们做了不该做的。
Because they have done what they're not supposed to do.
这告诉我们神是轻慢不得的，我们不能随便。
So that teaches us, we should not do whatever we want in front of God.
然后如果你读约书亚记的时候，你会读到亚刚。被石头打死。
And if you read the book of Joshua, you will read Joshua chapter 7, you will read a story about Achan being stoned to death.
为什么？因为他贪心。
Because he was greedy.
他违背了这个当时的 这个命令，不可以拿葬礼品。
He went against the command that was given to him, to not take, not to take the things that, that once they have conquered the specific, territory.
所以神的这个命令是我们有没有遵守呢？
So here, do we follow careful instructions, from the Lord?
如果我们藐视神的禁令，那是很大的罪啊。
If we look down on God's command, that is very bad.
出埃及记32章记载，摩西吩咐利未的子孙击杀了3000人以色列人，你们知道为什么吗？
In Exodus chapter 32, Moses commanded the descendants of Levites to kill 3,000 Israelites. Do you know why?
因为他们这个拜牛犊，他们这个狂欢，这个放淫乱的罪。
Because they worship idols, the golden calf. And they have also committed promiscuous acts.
今天的人是世代，真是男女关系随便了。这些今天包括许多的基督徒也犯这方面的罪。
Actually, these days, relationship between men and women are very messy.
或许有人觉得我背地里做的，别人不知道，但是神不知道吗？
Some people might say, oh, what I do behind the scenes, people will not know, but God knows it all.
甚至耶稣讲得更严重了，他说，如果一个男人看到一个女人就动了不该动的思想，你就已经犯了淫乱。
Actually, Jesus puts it even more severe, that a man even looking at a woman and having thoughts is considered sin.
所以这是再的提醒我们，过去那些犯了该犯的罪的人就已经受了该有的报应，那么我们今天的基督徒，我们是否要逃避这些东西呢？
In the Bible, they already mentioned that even if we do things that are disobedient or violating, we will receive punishment. So for us, shouldn't we avoid those things?
我们知道神的话说到哪里会执行到哪里，所以当尤其当人得罪的触犯神的诫命的时候，那下场是可悲的。
We know that whatever God the commands God has given us to us, He will follow through with it. So therefore, if we sin against Him, He will have the punishment, and it will be very sorrowful for us.
比方说，亚当夏娃本来在伊甸园里面与神面对面，永远享受福乐的，但是却不幸的后来被神赶出了伊甸园，与神隔绝。
For example, Adam and Eve, they lived in Garden of Eden, face to face, enjoying the presence of God, but yet they were chased out by the Lord for sinning against Him.
因为他们刚犯神的命令。
Because they violated God's command.
以色列的第一位君王扫罗刚开始的时候非常谦卑，也被神的灵感动，他大有能力的，但是好景不长，被神弃绝了。你们知道为什么吗？
For example, the first Israelites' first king, King Saul, he started off extremely humble and very mighty, completely used by the Lord. Yet, it wasn't for long that he drifted away. Do you know why?
因为他刚犯神的诫命。
Because he violated God's command.
他骄傲自大。
He became a very prideful and very arrogant.
去年12月的新闻，我留意到在堪州，这个一位23的女生被告上法庭。
Last year in December, a 23-year-old lady was taken to court in Wisconsin.
因为她恐吓一位共和党检票员。
Because she threatened a Republican ticket inspector.
所以她将面临的是20年的监禁，触犯国法。难逃这个罪的。
She's facing 20-year sentencing, because she has committed a violation against national law.
那么触犯神的律法又如何呢？
So then, what about committing against God's law, committing a violation against God's law.
接下来我们思想什么是悖逆的罪。
Following, we'll look at what it is, sin of disobedience.
圣经中提到有一个胆，这个胆的人因为不服神所设立的领袖摩西。
In the Bible, it mentioned about a group. This group, due to not convince with Moses being the leader of God, Moses being the leader that God has set apart.
你们还记得这个叫是党的名字吗？
Do you remember what this group's name is?
克拉党。
It is called Kolak.
他们结果如何？被地就分开，活活的吞了他们。
And do you know what happened to them?
很多的时候我们以为有时候啊这个我们不顺服好像没事。
They actually were swallowed up. We often are not willing to follow through.
其实当我们不顺服的时候其实就是没有把神放在眼中不服神的这个安排。
And we don't follow through and we just do not obey what God has set apart.
所以今天我们一起服侍神的，我们同在一个教会的，我们要顺服神所立、所设立的属灵的领袖。
So today, when we are in a church together, we have to obey the spiritual leader that God has set apart.
有时候你会发现，有些教会为什么分裂？因为他们就不各自为政，觉得我也不比你差。
Well, we see today there's a lot of church splits because people are very self-centered, thinking, oh, I'm not that bad.
其实往往这样子就教会就出现问题，家庭也是一样啊，到底是老公大还是老婆大？
Because we often think, oh, I'm better than you. That happens similarly in a family too. Who is the head, the husband or the wife?
总之，我们要做该做的。
What we need to do is do what we're supposed to.
当我们不服神的命定和安排的时候，其实我们就骄傲了。
Because if we don't obey God's command, we are being prideful.
或许你没有做不该做的，但是该做的有没有做呢？
Maybe you do not do what you're not supposed to do, but then do you do the things that you are supposed to do?
比方说，圣经讲到你们做妻子的要顺服你们的丈夫，丈夫要爱你们的妻子，这是我们每个人要向神交代的。
So, for example, wives, you should obey your husband, and husband, you should love your wife.
我们每一个人都要在神的面前能够敬畏神。
Every one of us needs to come before the Lord and be fearful of Him.
神吩咐你的我们都要去遵行。
God has commanded you, we have to follow through.
我们不单说我们信神，我们应该用表现，我们的生命的表现来证明我们真的是一个信神、顺服神、敬畏神的人。
We often say that we believe, but our actions have to follow through with it. It has to show our belief.
我们知道从埃及出来的第一批以色列人为什么除了迦勒和约书亚之外都倒闭在旷野。
The first group of Israelites that came out of the wilderness, besides Aaron and Joshua, everyone else died in the wilderness. Why?
因为他们不信神，试探神，不听从神的话。
Because they disobeyed and tested God and did not listen to his words.
其实我们跟以色列百姓当时的从埃及出来第一代没有什么怎么高很多。
Actually, us, we are not much better than the Israelites who came out of the wilderness.
你会发现有些基督徒甚至老基督徒说神的话这个太难了，他无法遵从。
Even some older Christians complained, oh, God's words are so tough. It is so hard to follow through.
当一个老基督徒说这样的话的时候，他已经很危险了，他容易随流失去了，魔鬼就会来成就他里面所想的。
Having an older Christian thinking that it's actually very dangerous because they can easily drift away, and Satan will take the take their thoughts and put more into it.
所以我们要保守自己，我不甘放被你的罪。
So therefore, we need to protect us to not be disobedient.
因为圣经很清楚告诉我们，凡甘放被逆罪的，都受了报应啊。
Because in the Bible it says those who disobey and those who violate God's command will receive retribution.
没有一个例外，凡甘放被逆罪的人都受了从神来的报应。
Nobody is an exception. All will receive punishment.
正如以西结书十八章二十四节告诉我们，义人如果离开义行，照恶人所行的，他过去的义不被纪念，因今天的恶而灭亡的。
Ezekiel chapter 18 verse 24. It says, "But when the righteous turn away from their righteousness and commit iniquity and do the same abominable things that the wicked do, shall they live? None of the righteous deeds that they have done shall be remembered, for the treachery of which they are guilty and the sin they have committed, they shall die."
前不久有家长对我说，
Not long ago, a parent talked to me.
学校的老师给了他的儿子很多的零分。
That the teacher in school gave many zeros to their son.
如果你是这样的家长，应该 很难过，对吧？
If you're the parent, you'd be very sad.
我们要问为什么老师给他的孩子这么多的零分呢？
So then we asked, oh, how come they receive so many zeros?
因为孩子没有照老师的要求按时做作业交功课。
Because the child did not hand in their homework on time per the teacher's instructions.
这样的孩子会随流失去的，不能与同班同学继续的升上去的。
This kid will actually be staying behind and not be able to go forward to the next grade.
同样的道理，如果我们没有照着上帝的命令和要求，我们也会随流失去啊。
Similarly, if we do not follow God's instructions, we ourselves would drift away as well.
正如保罗之前在另一段经文讲到，看你们学习的功夫本来可以当师傅的，哪里知道还要用圣言的小学教导你们。
Just like Paul says, oh, just looking at how you guys are, you should be teachers, but the way that you act, you're like students.
所以我们要照神的要求非常的重要。
So therefore, it's extremely important to follow God's instructions.
有些人呢，自由自在的惯了，不受约束了，但是呢，信主之后还是不能改变他过去的那些的坏习惯。
Some people before they believed in God, they were doing all different things. Even after they believed, they still cannot let go of their old self.
甚至还为自己找很多的理由借口，我会改的了，以后会改的。
Even to a point giving themselves excuses, oh, I would change eventually in the future.
其实有些东西我就要及时改，不然的话你给自己留后步，永远改不了。
Certain things we need to change immediately because you are just continuously giving yourself excuses.
甚至有一天你要想要改的时候没有机会了。
Because sometimes even if you want to change in the future, you might not get the chance to do so.
马太福音二十二章记载，耶稣讲到一个比喻，天国好像一个王为他的儿子摆设娶亲的宴席，那些被招的人却不肯来赴席，后来见一个复习者没有穿礼服，结果怎么样呢？
In Matthew chapter 22, verse 2, the kingdom of heaven is like a king who prepared a wedding banquet for his son. Those who have been invited to the banquet refused to come. When he saw those without wedding clothes, what happened?
今天我们一个基督徒，我们不单说我是承认我是基督徒，我们应该要像一个基督，像基督的。
As Christians, we should not just proclaim that we are Christian. We have to be Christ-like.
我们在人群的当中，在社会的里面，甚至在那些乱来的人群当中，我们应该是真正的让他们觉得我们跟他不一样的。
in the midst of community, in the midst of people who are very different from us, we need to set apart.
所以我们有没有穿礼服, 也就是披戴基督, 非常的重要。
So therefore, whether we wear wedding banquet clothes or if we are Christ-like is very important.
比方说我们也很容易因为试探因为人的不好我们容易会带来不好的一些的举动的。
Because we can be easily tempted as well by the world.
但是就算别人无缘无故地骂你祖宗八代你也不可以骂回去啊。
Even if others curse you, you should not respond the same way that they did. Because you have God's word in you. You have God's word that you have to follow.
不可以做不该做的。
Not only can you not do things that you're not supposed to,
该做的也要去做。
The things that you should be doing, you also need to do.
我们不当不与恶人一般见识，我们甚至要为仇敌祷告。We
are not to be like those who hate us. We actually need to learn to pray for them.
我们知道美国本是一个民主共和制度的国家。We
know that U.S. used to be under Democratic Republic.
美国是一批敬虔的先贤们照着圣经制定的一个的法律。 国家,
it is a country that follow God's command and have a faith as their foundation.
这个国家整个的政权，它有三权互相的制衡：总统、国会、最高法院。
It has the three power check and balance between the president, Congress, and Supreme Court.
这样有民主党跟共和党互相的制衡。
And there's two political parties, Democrat and Republican.
每一个的总统就职都是望圣经的。And
the president follow God's words.
甚至许多的政府的官员都承认自己是基督徒。And
many government officials admit that they are Christians.
但过去自从这个2020年的选举, 我们看到这个国家已经败坏了。But
since the 2020 election, we see the country is going downhill.
许多的所谓的政要们, 他们当这个做了不该做的, 该做的也没有去做。
Many politicians, they do not do what they're supposed to do, and they don't do what they are supposed to do.
所以今天我们看到这个别人这样子的时候, 也是对我们的提醒啊。
So therefore today, when we see other people doing these things, it is also a warning for us.
这些会难逃神的审判的。
That they will not be able to escape God's punishment.
或许他们这个官员这个为了自己的利益互相的狼狈为奸, 但是难逃上帝的报应。
In these politicians, they might do things against the law by helping each other, but they cannot escape God's punishment.
所以求神帮助我们今天我们是上帝的儿女。
May God help us because we today are his children.
我们要敬畏神。
We need to fear God.
否则我们的下场是可悲的。
Or else our end result would be very sad.
我认识一位50岁出头的男士，他曾经拥有豪车，有洋房，有妻啊，有生意，如今却一无所有，连住地下室房租都付不起。I
know a 50-year-old man. He used to have everything: luxury car, a mansion, wife and son, and a really great business. But today he has nothing. He lives in a basement and is unable to pay his rent.
因为他刚犯悖逆的罪。
Because he has done things that he's not supposed to.
我记得去年有几位老基督徒答应从2019年开始每年就要支持宣教的事工的。Recently,
a couple older Christians, even though back in 2019, they committed to tithe in order to support the Myanmar mission.
但是 19年他们兑现了，20年就铁了心了，不兑现了。
They did tithe in the year of 2019, but starting 2020, they are not willing to follow through.
我说这样的基督徒是该做的没有做。
So I say these type of Christians, they are not doing what they are supposed to.
因为这叫言而无信。
Because that's called failing to keep their promises.
所以基督徒，我们求神帮助我们。
So therefore, may God help us.
求神怜悯我们。
May God have mercy on us.
我们不干犯悖逆的罪。
So that we do not violate God's command.
免得我们与神隔绝，随流失去。
Or else we would drift away and be separated from him.
接下来我们思想第三方面。
Now let us look at the third point.
要珍惜救主的恩。
And that is to cherish God's grace.
等一下，刚才有人发这个短信给我说我的声音听不见了，你们听得见我的声音吗？
可以，
听得见。
好，那是他的问题，不是整个我的问题。我继续，曾经有人，我曾多次听到有人做见证说，救主的恩比山高，比海深。
I often hear people saying God's grace is higher than the mountains, deeper than the seas.
你应该听过这样的见证吧？
I think you have heard something similar before, yeah?
我相信许多基督徒你也这样说过。
I think many Christians, you have said these words yourself.
既然你我经历了救主的恩，
If you have experienced God's grace,
你有没有更加珍惜呢？
Do you cherish it even more?
你真的明白救主的恩有多么的高大、广阔、高深吗？
Do you truly understand how wide, how vast God's grace is, salvation is?
我记得有位基督徒刚刚还在教会为主做见证，说救主的恩在他身上很大。
There was a Christian once giving testimony about how vast God's grace has been on him.
但是他一转眼回到家，就变了样了，就跟老婆吵架了。
But then all of a sudden changed completely when he come home and start to argue with his wife.
刚才在教堂的服侍好像天使，但是回到家凶巴巴的对老婆就好像魔鬼了。
When he was in church, worshiping God, he was just like an angel. But then when he returned home, quarreling with the wife, he is like a demon.
但愿我们不是这样子，翻脸比翻书还快的，更快的基督徒。
Hopefully, we are not Christians that change so quickly with our emotions and the way that we act.
曾经有一位传道人要画一幅天使的像。
There was once a preacher wanted to paint a picture of an angel.
他找来了一个温柔美丽的小孩做样板来画。
So therefore, they found a gentle and beautiful child as a template for the angel.
他也非常的努力用心的画那幅画，天使的画画得很成功。
He put a lot of effort into it and the painting was very successful.
多年后他要画一幅极其凶恶人的像。
Many years later, he needed to paint another portrait of someone extremely vicious.
所以他也在人群中找来找去找一个样板来画恶人。
So therefore, he was looking for a template of someone who's vicious looking.
结果他找到了一个面目很凶恶的人来画，画了也非常的成功。
And so he found someone, and he was successful with the painting once again.
但很讽刺的是，原来他这两幅画找的是同一个人。
But ironically, it was the same person that he found for the templates, the two templates.
这个故事告诉我们什么呢？
What is the story trying to tell us?
人容易善变哦。
That men easily change.
其实今天我们每一个基督徒不应该是越来越像我们的耶稣，而不是像魔鬼。
So as Christians, we should be more and more like Christ and not like the demon each day.
为什么我们有时候我们的脸像天使，我有时候像魔鬼呢？
How come sometimes we look like angels, sometimes we look like demon?
其实不是外表的问题，那是里面生命的问题。
It is not actually not the outside, outward appearance. It's what's within.
因为真言书告诉我们，一生的果效从心发出的。
Because Proverbs tells us everything flows from the heart.
所以我们求神帮助我们，让我们天天存感恩的心，保守自己的，保守自己。
So therefore, we need to pray to God to protect us and protect our heart.
有时候我们不跟人一般见识，不是因为对方值得我们饶恕，或者对方有多么的这个可以原谅，是因为主的恩在我们的身上。
So oftentimes it's not because the other person needs our forgiveness or how worthy they are of our forgiveness, but it's actually for us from within.
正如保罗说，我如今成了何等的人，是因为主的恩才成的。
And just like Paul says, I have become who I am just is because of God's grace.
我记得曾经有位弟兄基督徒跟我说，他打老婆还是有理。
I remember once a Christian brother saying that he has a reason why he hit his wife.
无论我说你无论你的理在哪里，你要认罪悔改。
I said, doesn't matter what your reason is, you have to repent.
我读圣经这么多遍了，从来没有找到打老婆还有理的经文记载。I've
read the Bible many times. I have yet to find a reason of you find a reason for it to be okay to hit your wife.
有基督徒姐妹说：“这个人这么坏，我实在受不了，求神饶恕我。”于是就用恶对恶了。Or
just a Christian sister said, "This person is really, really awful. I really cannot take it. May God forgive me." So therefore, she repaid evil with evil.
当她这样想、这样做的时候，其实就已经忘记了救主的恩在她身上所成就的。
Even when she thinks this way, she has already forgot the grace of God that has lavished on her. She has forgotten that she was purchased with the blood of Christ. She should not be awful like the person who treated her terribly, because she will be walking alongside of devil and be against God.
有时候我们会听到有一些基督徒自己得罪神、得罪人的时候，却把责任推给别人、推给环境。
So we often hear some Christians say, even though they themselves sin against the Lord, they blame it on the circumstance or they blame it on other people.
是的，我们难免因环境会软弱。
Yes, we often feel weak because of the environment.
我们可能因为试探，我们就无力胜过。
And we might be tempted and we are not able to overcome.
甚至我们遇到那些故意惹我们的人。
Or even to those people who deliberately irk you, you cannot avoid them.
但是 如果你一旦软弱得罪神得罪人的时候，你不能在神的面前控告别人，也不能在神的面前推卸责任。Yet
if you fall short because of the temptation, you should not blame other people or blame God and pull yourself away from the situation completely.
因为你是耶稣用重价买来的。Because
you have been purchased by Jesus with a high price.
你已经有一个可以不犯罪的生命了。You
have a life that is able to not sin.
纵然你还软弱，但是你知道吗？耶稣是你随时的帮助。Although
you are weak in the flesh, but Jesus is your help at all times.
正如第二章十八节这里。 讲到的，耶稣既已被试探而受苦，就能搭救被试探的人。Just
like chapter 2, verse 18 of Hebrews, it says, because he himself was tested by what he suffered, he is able to help those who are being tested.
所以你遇到试探、遇到恶人的时候，你跟他一般见识，你就顺其自然，你就容易随流失去。
If you face someone who's irking you, deliberately irking you, and you go against them just like the way that you do, that they do to you, then you are drifting away from the Lord.
如果你遇到试探，遇到恶人，遇到无力胜过的时候，你来到主的面前，你相信你依靠他可以帮助你的，你就可以站立得住了。
When you face temptation, when you face trials, and you come over to the Lord and ask him for help and rely on his strength, then you will be able to overcome.
你这样做不但可以这个胜过试探，胜过罪，你就是在珍惜救主的恩。
When you're able to overcome sin, like with the help of the Lord, then you are there to cherish His grace.
其实有时候神允许你遇到了比别人冤枉，遇到了恶人，遇到了一些的环境的试炼呢，其实就是神给你的一个的考试，神给你一个成长的台阶。
Actually, when sometimes God allow you to face certain circumstances, certain challenges in life, in order for you to overcome it and give you a channel to grow.
所以每一次你经历过之后，你应该感恩，因为主的恩在你的身上呢。
So therefore, every time you experience trial, every time you experience temptation, we need to be grateful, thankful for Him pulling you through.
救主的恩不单是他在2000年前为你走上十字架，救主的恩今天也因着环境人事物仍然临到你，帮助你，使你更加的能够像他的。
Actually, God's grace was not only for you, was not only obtained for you on the cross. It is still with you to face different circumstances these days.
你会发现有些基督徒只能在顺境中感恩喜乐，却不能在逆境中容神一人。
We often see that many Christians rejoice and be thankful during prosperous time, and they don't give glory when they're in trials.
我们要知道你所面临的一些的逆境是难免的。
We have to understand that it's sometimes inevitable to face difficulties.
甚至是为了你的好处，必须要临到你的，为了使你成圣。
Because sometimes it is there in order for us to become more holy. It is necessary.
所以我们要珍惜上帝给你每一次的恩典。
So therefore, we need to cherish the grace that God gives us each time.
正如约伯经历了苦难之后，他更认识神，敬畏神。
Just like Job, after going through tremendous trial in life, he becomes more grateful and he worships the Lord even more.
也可以能够成为后世之人效法的榜样。
And he becomes example for those people who come after him.
有位虔诚的基督徒，这个菲尔波斯这样说：人生的伟大目的是培植人格。
A well-known person, Phelps, he says, the great purpose of life is to cultivate personality.
因为唯有人格使我们能够带入永恒的东西。
Because personality is the only thing that we can bring into eternity.
试炼的目的就是要我们获得高尚的人格。
And the purpose of trial is so that we can obtain a better personality.
虽然世界的潮流不断的冲击人，但基督徒别漠视救主的恩。
Although the world constantly beat on us, but Christians, we must not disregard God's grace.
因为第三节清楚的警戒我们，忽略这么大的救恩，怎能逃罪呢？
Because in verse 3 clearly tells us, how shall we escape if we ignore so great a salvation?
所以不可以漠视救主的恩，否则难逃罪的。
So therefore, we cannot disregard God's grace, or else we won't be able to escape.
因为主在2000年前为我们受死的苦。
Because 2000 years ago, Jesus has suffered death for you and I.
第九节告诉我们，因神的恩为人人尝了死味。
In verse nine, it says, "But we do see Jesus, who was made lower than the angels for a little while, now crowned with glory and honor because he suffered death."
所以这是最大的恩。
That is the greatest grace.
我们刚刚过了受难节不久。
It was Good Friday not too long ago.
每一次过受难节的时候，你有什么特别的感受吗？
Every time during Good Friday, do you have any special thoughts?
所以每一次圣经，我们要思想他为何要走上十字架。
We have to think why he has to go on the path. Why does he have to be nailed on the cross?
因为你的罪，我的罪。
It's because of your sin, because of my sin.
耶稣基督是末后的亚当，是神眼中的第二个人。
Jesus is Adam in the last days. He's the second man in God's eyes.
他是站在人的地位上恢复亚当里所失去的一切。
He stood in the position of man in order to restore everything Adam has lost.
我们在亚当里已经失去了，但是在基督里我们恢复过来了。
We have lost everything through Adam, but through Jesus, we have regained everything.
这就是救主的恩。
That in itself is God's grace.
我们要珍惜。
We have to cherish it.
每一次你面临恶人，面临不顺的事，面临不公平的对待时，你要记得救主的恩。
Every time you face trial, every time you face unjust things, we have to remember God's grace.
无论环境如何，你要知道上帝的恩典一定够你用的。如果你依靠。
Doesn't matter what our circumstances are, we have to understand God's grace is sufficient.
我们要再一次的思想，当人堕落以后，神本可以不理会人的，但是神没有这样做。神用皮子为亚当夏娃做衣服穿。因为在神所创造的万物中，神最宝贝的仍然是人，神没有让天使去取代人。
We have to remember when man fell, God can easily let go of humans, but he didn't. He made garments of skin for Adam and his wife and clothed them. Because in all of God's creation, he cherishes men the most. He did not replace men with angels.
所以我常常 在做见证说，我曾经是一个浪子，神却如此的宝贝我，他却如此的爱我，为我付出如此大的代价，我愿意今天能够爱他，珍惜主在我身上的恩典。
I often give my testimony how I was in the past. However, because of God's grace, he has saved me. So therefore, I need to repay his, I need to count his,to count the blessing that he has given me and cherish his grace.
所以我们凡事感恩，无论顺境逆境，只要神允许临到我们生命中的每任何一件事，我们应该感恩。
So therefore, we need to be thankful in all circumstances, whether it's prosperous time or difficulty.
如果没有神照着他的意思来调磨我们，我们今天无法在他的面前站立得住的。
If it is not because of God's will and him molding us, shaping us, we would not be able to stand in front of God.
其实当我们信主到见主面的时候，这一生就是在被神改变，不断的接受上帝的安排，接受上帝的命定，然后我们把握机会，能够借着机会能够造就自己。
Actually, from the moment that we believe until the time that we see him again, every single opportunity is for us to be more like him. We have to seize the moment and take on every opportunity to be more Christ-like.
因为神不但耶稣基督为我们的罪死在十字架上，他不但是为我们而死，他也为我们复活，他要我们将来与他一同作王的。
Actually, Jesus, not only did he die on the cross, he also resurrected so that in the future we can be king with him in his kingdom.
所以我们如何能够与将来与神一同作王，我们必须今天是一个能够像耶稣的人。
So in order for us to be king with him in the future, we need to be more Christ-like each and every day.
我们的生命也不断地被主改变的。
Our life needs to be changed every day by Christ, by the Lord.
因为第十节清楚告诉我，原来那为万物所属、为万物所本的，要领许多的儿子进荣耀里去。
Because in verse 10 it says, in bringing many sons and daughters to glory, it was fitting that God, for whom and through whom everything exists.
所以我们要再一次的被神的话能够提醒，耶稣不但为我们死在十字架，他要带我们到永恒里去的。
So therefore, we have to be once again be reminded that he will take us into eternity with him.
所以今天我们要把握机会，让主的生命的品格不断的在我们的身上能够成型。
So therefore, we need to seize the moment and to have God's personality and within us each and every day.
我们今天要多做主工，多多的被神能够得着，被神使用。
We need to do more God's work and be used by Him more every day.
无论今天你的年龄多大，无论你的教育程度有多少，总之呢，天生我才必有一用。神要你能够好好的把握今天，能够珍惜他给你的恩典，去服侍神，服侍人。
Doesn't matter how old you are, doesn't matter what education level you have, we have to seize the moment and cherish God's grace and be used by Him in all circumstances.
我们活着就是要服侍主，活着就是把耶稣彰显出来。
We live to serve Him, we live to bring glory to Him.
前不久，这个有一位85岁的牧师打电话给我，拜托我说。
There was an 85-year-old pastor who called me, telling me,
如果在疫情中哪一间教会有需要没有传道人带领的，他可以免费去帮忙讲道带查经。
That during the pandemic, if any church has a need, he's willing to preach and lead Bible study.
因为他今天还能够活着，都是神的恩典。
Lead for free because the fact that he's still alive is because of God's grace.
在他69岁的时候，医生说他快不行了，但神却奇迹般的医治了他。
When he was 69 years old, doctors already said that he doesn't have much time to live. However, God healed him miraculously.
几年前，他的心脏又出大问题，动过大手术，医生说也很危险，但是呢，那次的手术又很成功。
Many years ago, he has gone through major heart surgery, and doctors once again said that he doesn't have much time. But again, everything was very successful, and he's still around.
所以说他真开心啊。
So therefore, he is extremely happy.
因为他心脏开过嘛。
Because his heart, he has had an open heart surgery.
他的生命经历神很多的恩典。
He has received God's grace abundantly.
所以他珍惜今天活着的每一个 moment.
So therefore, he cherishes every moment that he is alive today.
他用他的今天来服侍神，服侍人，我们也应该这样子。
He wants to use his time to serve men and serve God, and we should be like the same way.
其实神的恩典在我们的身上也是何等浩大的。
Actually, God's grace is very vast in our life.
如果你数算神的恩典，你一定可以再次的被提醒，你要珍惜救主的恩。
If we count our blessings, count God's grace, you'll be once again reminded.How much you have received.
因为神给你这么多，他也向你要很多的。
Because how much you have received, how much will be demanded from you.
今天神要我们自己在他的面前持守得住，不随流失去，我们也有责任影响旁边的人能够在主的里面能够站立得稳。
Because God has given you the responsibility to stand still, to not be drift away, but also affect those around you so that they do not drift away either.
无论你曾经所认识的属灵的领袖或者热心的基督徒，今天随流失去了，但是你仍然要持守自己在神的面前。
Doesn't matter the other Christians, co-workers you collaborate with, they drift away. You yourself have to stand firm.And not be drift away.
今天的世代容易使我们随流失去的。
Today's generation, it can cause us to easily drift away.
但是我们感谢神，神的话再次的临到我们的耳中。
But once again, we thank the Lord that His words once again come into our ears.
耶稣曾经这样说：“凡称呼我主啊、主啊的人，不能都进天国；唯独遵行我天父旨意的人，才能进去。”
Jesus once said, "Not all those who call me Lord, Lord, will be able to enter the kingdom of heaven. Only those who believe and follow the command of the Lord."
但愿我们今天每一个人都能够因着信，以至于信，能够在主的面前一生蒙他的悦纳，也成为他。蒙福的管道。
May everything that we do, everything that we say, be a blessing, a channel of blessing to others. Let us pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Because you know our generation can easily drift us. We can be easily drifted away. May you revive House of Christ love, every single household, every single brother and sister. So that we pay careful attention to the words spoken to us. Protect us not to violate your laws.
So
we learn to cherish the grace you have given to us.
纵然你让我们碰到虐待我们的人，我们深信也是你的恩典。
Although we face people who irk us, we remember that it is your grace on us.
因为你要使用我们，借着我们，使我们今天成为万民的祝福。
Because that is your way of using us so that we can be a blessing to those around us.
就你听我们的祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求。
Please listen to our prayer. Pray in the name of Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.